prayer.
早晨好，让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear Lord, we thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
We ask as we study your word that you will speak to us.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你对我们的心说话。
We ask that you will help us to understand the importance of truth.
求你帮助我们了解真理的重要性。
We live in a world that does not value truth.
这个我们现在所生活的世界并不看重真理。
Help us to hear from your word, the importance of knowing your truth.
求你帮助我们从你的话语中能够知道，能够听到说这个真理的重要性。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Let me begin with the homework.
让我们以这个家庭作业来开始。
And you will have 2 weeks to do this.
我们有两个星期来做这个家庭作业。
But Revelation is a little bit longer.
但是那个启示录有点长。
So it is good that you have this chance.
所以呢，我们能够这样的也挺好的。
Let me explain to you the assignment.
让我给大家解释一下这个家庭作业。
Most students, if I say, what is Revelation about, their answer is, it is about the end times.
如果我问学生就是说那个启示录是讲什么的呢，他们都会说启示录是讲末世的。
That is not wrong, but it's not entirely right.
那个没有错，但是也不是完全的正确。
We will see when we study Revelation that his message was not Don't worry about it. Thousands of years later, you will figure it out.
这个启示录的信息不是说现在别着急，过几千年你们就知道这个是什么意思了。
His message to people right then and today is God's in charge.
他对那个时代的人，就是收信的人，跟我们现在的人的信息是神在掌管。
Jesus is risen and he has already begun to rule.
耶稣已经复活，他已经开始统管万有。
We are still at war.
我们仍然在征战之中。
And so there are still difficult battles.
所以那个仍然有这个艰难的这个艰难的征战战争。
But Jesus has already begun to accomplish his rule.
但是耶稣已经开始了他的掌管，他的统治。
Now, when you read Revelation that way, I think the book begins to make a lot of sense.
当你这样子来读启示录的时候，这个启示录就比较有，就对你来讲比较有道理了。
And so, what I want you to do, and in my Bible, I do this with a highlighter, and I mark every place that it shows a picture of Jesus Christ.
在我的圣经中，我用一个高光笔把每个有关耶稣他的那个描述他的形象的地方，我都用高光笔画出来。
Sometimes he's a lion, sometimes he's a lamb.
有的时候他是狮子的形象出现，有时候他是以一个羔羊的形象出现。
Sometimes he's on a throne.
有的时候他坐在宝座上。
Sometimes he's on a horse.
有的时候他在骑在马上。
But I want you to go through and I want you to see how often, how many places where it shows us Jesus.
然后我想让你去留意说多少处地方他们描述了这个启示录里描述了耶稣的形象。
And as you mark that, I think you will begin to see he is the center of the book.
当你这样画出来的时候，你就可以看到耶稣就是整本书的中心。
And I hope then that as we study it, you can see how the book holds together around him.
然后你这样我们学习的时候，你就看到整本书其实是关于耶稣的。
I want you to see as you read it that what holds the book together is not our problems.
把这本书放在一起，连在一起的不是我们的问题。
It's not even the end of time that holds the book together.
甚至不是说这个末世把这个书就是放在一起，这个书的中心。
Jesus on his throne.
而是耶稣在他的宝座上。
I think Revelation was written to answer one question.
我觉得启示录要写出来是要回答一个问题。
I won't tell you the question today.
我今天不会告诉你这个问题是什么。
Otherwise, you won't need to come to class in 2 weeks.
要不然你两个星期后就不会来上课了。
But I'll tell you that the question is not, when is Jesus coming back?
但是这个问题不是耶稣什么时候、什么时间会回来。
And unfortunately, many people read the book asking that question.
但是很多人读这本书的时候就问的就是这个问题。
And when you read the book asking that question, you're going to be frustrated.
当你读这本书然后问那个问题的时候你就会很上气。
You will either come to the end of the book unhappy because there's no answer.
或者你读到结尾的时候你会很不高兴因为呢你没有找到答案。
Or you will have made up an answer.
或者你已经自己捏造出来一个答案。
So, we will come to that. But in the meantime, be looking at pictures of Jesus in Revelation.
所以在你读的时候就用高光笔画出有关耶稣的形象。
Now, today we come to a group of books that I would say in the New Testament, they are the equivalent of the minor prophets in the Old Testament.
然后今天我们看一组书信，我觉得它跟旧约相比，就相当于是旧约的小先知书。
And by that I mean they are short books and very often get overlooked.
就是说，我的意思就是他们是比较短的书信，然后通常会被忽略。
I have called them as a group the books in the back.
我通常就把他们称为是后面的书信。
Because when I was teaching in college and we would be working our way through the New Testament and the Gospels, the students understand these are important.
然后呢我在大学里教书的时候当我们就是讲这个新约概论的讲新约的时候呢这个福音书很重要学生们也都知道。
And then we would come to these little books in the back, and they couldn't even find it. You know, they're hunting through their Bible, trying to find it.
我们想要讲到这个后面的书信，然后因为在后边都比较短，我的学生都甚至翻不到。
But they are very important.
但是他们实际上很重要。
And one reason they are important is this.
他们重要的其中一个原因就是
We just had the 40th anniversary of Palm Beach Church.
教会刚刚过了我们的那个40年堂庆。
Saturday, I got our bag.
星期六的时候我拿到这个堂庆的就是礼物就是我们40年周年堂庆的礼物。
That is very nice. If you don't have yours, make sure you get it.
然后我拿到这个袋子那个非常的好如果你还没拿到就确定你会拿到。
Now, I was not there 40 years ago.
四十年之前我没有在教会成立的教会成立的时候我没在场。
But I imagine the first Sunday was very exciting.
然后我可以想象第一个星期天主日是非常令人非常兴奋的。
And everyone had big dreams.
每个人都有一个宏大的梦想。
There may have been big mountains to accomplish, but everyone was excited.
可能前途有这个高山要征服但是每个人都很兴奋。
I was not there 38 years ago.
38年之前我也不在场。
But I imagine that after 2 years, some of the excitement had come down.
但是我可以想象过了两年之后呢起始的那种兴奋啊那种激动可能就开始慢慢的减弱了冷却了。
The size of the problems had gotten bigger.
然后我们所面对的问题好像看起来越来越大。
And the excitement had come down.
然后这个热情，这个激动呢，也开始降低了。
Every church faces that.
每一个教会都面对这样的问题。
The early church faced it.
初期教会也面对这样的问题。
After Pentecost.
在五旬节之后。
Everyone is excited.
每个人都很兴奋。
This is incredible.
说这个简直是难以置信。
Hundreds of years we've been waiting for the Messiah and he is here.
我们在等待弥赛亚等待了几百年现在他终于降临了。
And we got to see him.
我们应该去看他，我们要看到他。
And now he's gone back to heaven.
现在他回到天堂上。
And we are going to spread the kingdom around the world.
我们在这个全地来传讲福音。
And then he's going to come back and reign.
然后他就会回来统治全地。
This is wonderful.
这个是太棒了。
And then.
结束了。
We start to have little problems.
然后呢我们就开始不是结束而是之后呢我们就开始碰到一些小问题。
We saw it in Philippi.
我们看到在腓立比。
Two women start to argue.
然后呢教会里面有两个姐妹开始彼此有争端。
And soon there is trouble.
然后很快呢那个教会就开始有麻烦。
We saw it in Galatians.
我们也看到在加拉太教会。
False teachers come and they begin to draw some of the Christians into false ideas.
然后有假教师进来开始就是带走了一些信徒。
We saw it in Thessalonians.
我们也看到在帖撒罗尼迦教会。
Some Christians die and the people who are left say, so are they going to miss out on the return of the kingdom?
然后有些信徒死了然后就有些人开始问说那他们是不是就会当耶稣回来再来统治的时候他们是不是就错过了。
The books in the back, I think, are for those times.
我觉得这后面的书信就是为了那个时期的。
And if we are honest,
如果我们诚实的话
we live more like that than we do the week after Pentecost.
我们现在所生活的时代更像那个时代而不是像五旬节之后的时代。
And so these books help us, how are we faithful in difficult times?
所以这些书信帮助我们如何在困难的时候仍然忠心。
We're going to look at three of the little books today.
今天我们看三本短的书信。
And they teach us how to be faithful when we're persecuted.
第一个，他教导我们如何在受逼迫的时候忠心。
And I think more difficult, they teach us how to be faithful in the face of false teaching.
然后第二个，我觉得更重要的是在这个假的教导教训面前就是假的教导之前我们如何忠心
So slide three
所以我们看第三个幻灯片
The theme of Peter's letter
这个彼得书信的主题就是
I have put faithfulness in difficult times
我写的它的主题就是艰难时期的忠心
Now if youLook at the beginning of the letter.
如果你看这个彼得前书的开始，彼得书信的最前面的引言。
He says something very important.
他讲到一个很重要的事实。
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ.
他说，耶稣基督的使徒彼得。
To those who are elect exiles of the dispersion.
写信给那分散寄居的，就是也是。
Now,
被拣选的。
When Peter is writing,
当彼得写这封信的时候
every Jewish person knows what he means with this term dispersion.
每个犹太人都知道这个分散是什么意思。
Some translations just say scattered.
有些那个其实它是散住有些犹太人有些翻译成就是分散。
But it's much more specific than just that there are Christians who are scattered living many places.
它其实不是单单的意思就是说基督徒都分散住在不同的地方。
Some of you who are very sharp students.
有些人我们中间的学生很聪明。
I won't ask you to raise your hand on the chat.
你不需要举手。
But some of you who are very sharp will remember all the way back in the Old Testament, it would have probably been about March when we were looking, or May, when we were looking at 1st and 2nd Kings.
我那可能中间一些很聪明的学生还记得在我们三月份到五月份的时候呢我们那时候讲了那个列王记。
Jerusalem is defeated.
就是耶路撒冷陷落。
And the Jewish people are scattered many places.
所以呢，犹太人就被分散在各地。
Some go to, are taken to Babylon.
有些被掳到巴比伦。
Some go to Egypt.
有些被有些到了埃及。
Alexandria.
像亚历山大城。
The reason, one reason that Jesus' family probably went to Egypt when they left was because they had relatives there.
当耶稣他们就是逃到埃及的时候，很有可能是因为他们在埃及是有亲戚的。
By the time of Jesus, there were still thousands of Jews living in Egypt.
在耶稣的时代，仍然有上千的这个犹太人生活在埃及。
These Jews that are scattered were called the dispersion or the diaspora.
然后呢，这些就是被分散的这些犹太人呢，他们就有个专门的词语给他们，就是这个叫 dispersion, 就是被分开的、散居的、散侨。
Part of the message of the prophets is how are you faithful when you are scattered?
这个书信的有一个主题，就是当你被分散的时候，当你散居的时候，你如何还能忠心？
That's the message of Daniel.
这也是但以理书的信息。
When we come to Peter, he is writing.
当我们到彼得书信的时候，他在写。
He is writing to Christians who are scattered.
他是写给这个散居在各地的基督徒。
And he is saying, how are we to be faithful when we are scattered?
他就是说，当我们被散居在、被散在各处的时候，我们如何还能保持忠心？
And it's message for Christians in 2020.
所以他给今天2020年的基督徒的信息是，
When we live in a world that opposes what we believe,
当我们活在一个反对、抵挡我们所相信的一个世界里的时候，
We are part of the dispersion.
我们也是这个散居的一部分的人。
How do we live faithfully?
我们如何就是忠心，就是保持，能够保持我们的忠心，能够忠心的活着。
And 1st and 2nd Peter will give us answers to two of the problems we face.
彼得前后书会给我们所面对的问题，两个所面对的问题的答案。
First Peter is going to give us the answers to the question, how are we faithful when we face persecution and suffering?
第一个，彼得前书是说，在我们面对这个逼迫和苦难的时候，我们如何忠心。
Now, if you go to the end of First Peter,
如果你去彼得前书的这个末尾，这个书的后边，
Verse 13 tells us.
Chapter 5?
Yes.
在第五章第十三节说，
She, the church, who is at Babylon, sends you greeting.
在巴比伦与你们同盟拣选的教会问你们安。
The people who receive this letter,
就是收信人，收到彼得前书的人，
would have known immediately,that he is talking about Rome.
就马上就知道他其实彼得指的这里是罗马。
We'll see this when we look at Revelation.
当我们到到这个启示录的时候，我们会看到这一点。
Christians are the scattered exiles.
基督徒也是这个散居各处的放逐的人。
Babylon is Rome, the enemy of God's people.
巴比伦代表就是罗马，它是福音的敌人，神的敌人。
And when we read this today,
当我们今天读这封书信的时候，
Babylon is whoever is opposed to the people of God.
这个巴比伦就代表不管是谁，他是抵挡神的人，抵挡神的这股势力。
For the date I have given you somewhere just before 64 to 66.
我给了大这个书信的写作日期大概是公元64到66年之前。
And I say that because Peter was executed somewhere in those 3 years.
大家就是认为大概彼得是在这个64到66年这三年期间的什么时间是为主殉道的。
And so this letter comes somewhere just before that.
所以应该是在他被处决之前，殉道之前写的。
All right, a quick, and I'm only going to do very briefly an overview of 1 Peter.
所以我会做一个很简短的一个彼得前书的这样子一个概论。
I have given you an outline.
我给了大家一个大纲。
Mainly just to kind of show you the kind of things he talks about in this letter.
就是主要是显示彼得前书里面所展现的主题，他所谈的那个不同的问题。
He talks about the salvation of the believer.
他讲到这个信徒信主人的得救。
Now, when we use the word salvation, we usually use it to refer to the time we become a Christian.
当我们讲到救恩的时候，我们通常用这个来表示我们成为基督徒的时间。
But here I'm using it to refer to the overall picture of how God is saving us and rescuing us in our trouble.
这个他这个我在这里用的这个词就是在我们的艰难困难之中神是怎么拯救我们拯救我们把我们从拯救出来从麻烦之中。
You see, when we're in trouble,
当我们有麻烦的时候有困难的时候
our attention tends to narrow down to the trouble.
我们的倾向就是关注在这个困难之上。
All of our focus centers on that problem.
我们所有的注意力都在这个问题上。
And so in our eyes, the problem gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
所以在我们的眼中，这个困难，这个麻烦就越来越大，越来越大。
One of the keys in any kind of trouble.
在任何的艰难困难的环境中
is to hold on to the big perspective.
就是有你应该有一个大的一个眼光角度
in your job.
在你的工作中
some one person maybe gives you trouble.
可能只有一个人给你麻烦
you may have 50 coworkers who you work with well and who love you.
你可能有50个同事都和你关系很好然后呢你也都爱你。
And one who gives you trouble.
但是只有一个给你麻烦。
But what happens is that one gets bigger and bigger and bigger in your eyes.
但是就那一个在你的眼中就变得越来越大越来越大。
And so when you go to work, he's the only one you see.
所以当你一旦去上班的时候你唯一看到的就是那个人。
50 people can say to you, you did a good job, thank you.
有50个人可能对你说你做得很棒谢谢你。
And that one says, that was lousy.
然后有人会说你做的这个很糟糕。
And you get in the car and you're driving home.
然后你下班回家开车的路上。
All you can remember is the one.
你所有能记住的就是那一个说你很差劲的人。
Peter knew that when the church is facing opposition, we begin to focus on the trouble.
所以彼得知道当我们教会面对这个抵挡的时候这个阻力的时候常常有时候我们的专注力就是在那个麻烦之上。
And so he says, remember your salvation.
所以彼得说记住你的救恩。
Look at verse 4, chapter 1, verse 4.
我们看彼得前书一章四节。
You have an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading.
你可以得着呢，你们的基业是不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残。
It's kept in heaven for you.
为你们存在天上的基业。
It's being guarded by God's power.
是用神的能力所保守的。
While you are looking at the problems in this world,
你们为什么看着这个现在世界的这个麻烦这个困难
You have an incredible inheritance held in heaven.
你有一个在天上的一个巨大的一个基业。
An inheritance that cannot be taken away.
你这个基业是没有办法被人朽坏的。
And it's guarded by God's power.
是被神的能力所保守的也没有人可以取走。
That is safer than Fort Knox.
然后呢，这个比所有的这个股票什么都保险。
No one's going to take it away.
没有人能够把它拿走。
And so he says, don't be discouraged.
所以他说不要灰心。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
You have an incredible hope.
你有一个难以置信的盼望。
But you might say, yes, I know that.
也许你会说，哦，我知道这个。
But right now, my family opposes me.
你会说，但是现在呢，我的家庭，我在家庭里的阻力很大。
I'm having trouble.
我现在有麻烦。
And so he moves our attention from up there to down here.
所以他把我们的这个注意力从天上降到地上。
And in verse 7, he says, yes, you have trials.
第七节他说，是的，你们是会有试炼。
And the trials are to test your faith.
但是这个试验是为了试验你们的信心。
Not to destroy it.
不是为了要毁坏你们。
But like gold.
而是像金子一样。
The fire purifies the gold.
这个火炼的这个金子是把这个金子里边的杂质给炼出来，让这个金子更洁净。
Peter says, when you are facing testing,
所以彼得说，当你面对试验的时候，
understand that its purpose is to make you more pure.
要了解这个目的是为了让你更洁净，更纯。
To make you ready for your inheritance.
是让你为了你的基业准备好。
The last part of chapter 1 and then the first part of chapter 2.
所以第一章的结束跟第二章的开始。
Looks at the sanctification of the believer.
讲到信徒的成圣。
Verse 15, as he who called you is holy, you are to be holy.
他说那招你们的既是圣洁，你们也要圣洁。
How do you do that?
你们如何成为圣洁呢？
He tells us verse 22, love one another.
他说22节你们要切实相爱。
Chapter 2 verse 2, he says, use the pure milk of God's word.
第二章第二节就是爱慕那纯净的灵奶，就像就是爱慕神的话语。
Verse 11, he says, abstain from fleshly passions and stay away from temptation.
第十一节是讲到说禁戒肉体的私欲，就是远离试探。
All of that is addressing how do we live holy lives in a world that opposes the Christian.
就是这些都在讲述如何在一个抵挡基督徒的这样的一个世界过一个圣洁的生活。
And then we come to the third section.
然后我们到了第三部分。
Which is very difficult if you are an exile from Babylon.
如果你是从巴比伦的这样出来的，就是如果你是一个流放的被放逐的人，对这个来讲是很困难的。
Understand the setting.
要了解这个背景。
Peter is in Rome.
彼得是在罗马。
He is writing to Christians who are being persecuted by Rome.
他也是在写给被罗马所逼迫的基督徒。
Peter himself is going to be executed in just a few years.
再过几年，彼得就被处决了。
And the truth is, he knows that.
然后他也知道。
He doesn't know when or how.
他也不知道他是什么时候如何死。
Are a Christian living in Rome and preaching openly like he is, you know, someday they're going to come get you.
然后如果你像彼得在罗马，然后你就是公开的像彼得那样子去传道，你知道有一天他们会来给你麻烦，会抓你。
If you were him,
如果你是他的话，
What would you say about Rome?
那你会怎么样来谈论，来说罗马呢？
I can tell you what many Christians would say.
我会告诉你很多基督徒会这样说。
Because I read it on their Facebook page.
因为我在他们的那个脸书上看到。
They would say, Nero is not my emperor.
会说尼鲁不是我的不是我的皇帝。
They would say, I am non-compliant.
我不会顺服，我不会就是屈服。
I am a Christian, only God tells me what to do.
我是基督徒，只有神告诉我该怎么做。
But here's what Peter said.
但是彼得说
Be subject, verse 13, be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution.
你们为主的缘故要顺服人的一切制度。
For this, verse 14, for, 15, this is the will of God.
因为神的旨意原始
That by doing good,You can silence the ignorance of foolish people.
原是你们行善可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。
Live as people who are free.
你们虽是自由人。
Live as people who are free.
18 or 16?
16. 16.
你们虽是自由的。
And right there we put a period.
在那里我们总要做神的自由的仆人在这里我们放了个句号
And we say, ah, I am living as someone who is free. No one tells me what to do.
我们会说我们就好像是这个自由人没有人告诉我该怎么做
But Peter does not put a period there.
但是在彼得这里没有放一个句号
Peter says,
彼得说
Live as people who are free.
你们虽是自由的
Do not use your freedom as a cover up for evil.
却不可借着自由遮盖恶毒。
Live as servants of God.
总要做神的仆人。
Honor everyone.
务要尊敬众人。
Love your Christian brothers and sisters.
亲爱教宗的弟兄。
Fear God.
敬畏神。
Honor, respect the emperor.
尊敬君王。
Who is going to kill you?
这个是要杀害你的君王。
Do you understand how shocking this letter was to Christians in the first century?
你知道这封信对于第一世纪的基督徒是有多么令人震惊吗？
Because they read the introduction of the letter.
因为他们读到这个书信的前言。
To those who are exiles of the dispersion,
是在那些散居各地的人
and they think the rest of the letter is going to tell them how to resist as exiles.
他们说，他们以为是别的书信的后边会告诉他们如何作为一个流放的人来抵抗
And instead, he says,
然后
honor the emperor.
但是相反的，他是说要尊敬君王。
And I know that some of them said, that can't be right.
然后我知道他们其中有些人会说那肯定不对。
Doesn't Peter know that Nero is the emperor?
他们不知道彼得不知道尼鲁是君王吗
Nero's a terrible person.
尼鲁是一个很糟糕很可怕的。
How do we follow this instruction?
我们如何来遵守这个他的这个教导这个指这个命吩咐呢
And the key is the very first sentence of the paragraph, verse 13.
但是他的关键处是在第十三节。
Be subject for the Lord's sake.
为了主的缘故顺服人的一切制度。
We are to be subject not because of the person who is in authority.
你不是因为那个在上那个有权柄的人的他的权柄顺服
But because of God.
而是因为神。
We are subject to God.
我们要顺服神。
And as a witness for him.
是为他做见证。
We are subject to the human authorities.
我们也顺服人的权柄。
He goes on to say, what credit, verse 20, what credit is it if when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure?
你们若因犯罪受责打能忍耐有什么可夸的呢?
I had a friend.
我有一个朋友。
Who speeding on the highway.
他是在高速上开车超速。
And he gets stopped by the police.
他被警察停下来。
And they give him a ticket.
然后他们就给他罚单。
And he said, I was suffering for God because I was going to church.
他说我之所以我为神受苦因为我去教会。
No, you weren't suffering for God.
你并不是为神受苦。
You were suffering because you broke the law.
你之所以受苦是因为你违背了法交通法则。
Peter says, it is when you do good and suffer, verse 20.
如果你为了这个因为你为了好做好事做就是行善受苦。
That is a gracious thing in the sight of God.
那在神的眼里是可夸的。
Now, some of us think, but wait a minute, I'm a Christian.
但是有些人说等一下我是基督徒。
God's supposed to protect me.
神应该是要保护我。
I thought that after I was baptized, everything would be wonderful.
我觉得我受洗之后每样事情都没事了都应该好的。
Peter says,
彼得说
verse 21,
第二十一节
For to this you have been called.
你们蒙召原是为此。
To suffering you have been called.
你们就是蒙召原是要就是为你们跟随他的脚中行就是为受苦被蒙召。
Because Christ also suffered for you.
因基督也为你们受过苦。
Leaving you an example that you might follow in his steps.
给你们留下榜样叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
Peter says,
彼得说,
if God did not protect even his only son from suffering,
如果神没有使他的唯一的儿子免受痛苦,
why do I think he will protect me from all suffering?
为什么你觉得神应该让我免受一切的苦难呢?
In fact, when I suffer, I am following in the footsteps.Of Jesus.
相反的当我受苦的时候我是在跟随耶稣的脚中行。
So he talks about submission to our government.
所以他就说顺服为主的缘故顺服人的一切制度。
Chapter 3, he talks about submission in marriage.
第三章他讲到这个在婚姻里的这个顺服。
In all areas of life.
所以在生活的方方面面。
And then in chapters 4 and 5, he comes back to this subject of suffering.
但是在第四章、第五章，他又回到就是这个就是这个受苦，这个主题。
First Peter looks at how we respond as Christians to suffering.
彼得前书就是说，作为基督徒，我们面对苦难如何反应。
But I want to move on.
但是我想去
Because there is a much greater danger for the Christian than suffering.
因为有一个比苦难对基督徒来讲更大的危险。
And the truth is, most of us are not being persecuted is not our biggest danger.
Can you repeat that one? Biggest nature?
For most of us, persecution is not our biggest danger.
对。我们很多人来讲，我们所面对的最大的危险不是被逼迫。
We think we are persecuted when we have just maybe someone laughs at us.
我们就可能就有别人嘲笑我们，我们就觉得我们被逼迫了。
But the truth is, we do not experience what Christians in the first century experienced. Very rare.
我们很少经历在初期第一世纪教会基督徒所经历的那种逼迫。
But then and now, there is a greater danger.
但是那个时候，从那个时候开始到我们现在有个更大的危险。
And so we come to 2 Peter.
所以我们到了彼得后书。
And 2 Peter looks at a more serious problem.
彼得后书所面对的是一个更严重的问题。
Again, I've given you an outline. You can look at that later, but I want to jump to slide 7.
我们现在看，我刚才前面一张幻灯片给大家的是一个大纲，现在我们来看第七张幻灯片。
Because here is really where I want to focus.
这里是我想要关注专注的。
First Peter is looking at the danger from outside of persecution.
彼得前书所看所看的是在外在的这个危险。
Persecution hurts. I won't deny that.
逼迫是让人难受，我不会否认这一点。
But in persecution, we tend to become strong and say, we will not give up.
但是在逼迫中呢，我们是会变得更强壮，我们会说我们不放弃。
The bigger danger, I think,
这个更大的危险，我觉得是
is from inside,
而是从里边的
false teaching,
比如说假的教导。
Second Peter,
彼得后书
and the little book of Jude,
还有这个犹大书
both are looking at the dangers of false teaching.
都在看这个假的教义的这个危险。
Both of them are showing us how dangerous it is.
都向我们展示这个有多危险。
To be caught in the snare of false teaching.
就被陷在这个假的教导的这个网络之中。
Let me look at Jude for a moment and then come back to 2 Peter.
我们现在先看犹大书，然后再回到这个彼得后书。
The little letter of Jude is written a little bit later than Peter.
这个彼得犹大书是在彼得书信之后一点点时间写的。
Jude was a half-brother of Jesus.
这个犹大是耶稣的兄弟，应该是他的就是同母异父的兄弟，就是当然他就是不是他弟同一个父亲了，因为耶稣是天父所生。
He became a believer after the resurrection.
他是在复活之后，耶稣复活之后相信主的。
And when he writes, like Peter, he is writing to the second generation of believers.
他也同样，他是给第二代的基督徒写信。
Now, this happens over and over in the church.
这个在教会里一而再再而三的出现。
First generation believers.
第一代的基督徒。
Come to Christ.
他们信主了。
They are excited and they are passionate.
他们很兴奋，他们也很有激情，很有热情。
Every question that comes, they go back to the Bible. What does the Bible say?
他们所面对的所有的问题，他们都会回到圣经里说查看，说圣经是怎么教导的。
But in the second generation,
但是到了第二代的基督徒，
it becomes easier to lose that passion.
就是去撕掉那种热情就变得更容易。
I look at my life.
我看我自己的生命。
I have told you a little bit about my parents.
我给大家讲过一点我父母的故事。
My father grew up in a broken home.
我父亲来自一个破碎的家庭。
My mother grew up in the home of a family of moonshiners making illegal whiskey.
我妈妈的那个家庭里边呢，原来是做那个烈酒，就是做那个烈酒贩私贩酒贩子的家庭。
When they come to Christ, their life is turned around completely.
当他们信主之后呢，他们的生活整个被改变了。
And when they hear something, they immediately go to check it in the Bible.
当他们听到什么事情，他们马上回到圣经里来去检查。
But I went to church when I was 1 week old the first time.
但是我一个星期大我就去教会了。
I grew up in church.
我在教会里长大。
And so when I hear something, it was easy for me to say, well, my church says.
所以当我听到什么事情，我就会想到说我的教会说。
And in the second generation, it becomes easy to listen to false teaching.
所以对第二代的基督徒来讲，就是去听到这个假的教训是更容易听进去。
Jude is writing to that.Generation.
所以犹大是写给那个时代的基督徒。
He starts his letter this way.
他是这样开始他的信的。
I was eager to write to you about our salvation.
就是我就是想尽心写给你们论到我们救恩的时候。
He wanted to write a letter praising and rejoicing in the joy of salvation.
他想要就是鼓励他们啊啊、就是称赞扬就是喜悦于他们的救恩。
But he says, I found it necessary to write to you to contend for the faith.
但是说不得不写信劝你们要为真道极力的争辩。
Now in January, I'm going to be looking at that verse some more, so I'm going to skip over it for right now.
到一月份的时候会更仔细的来讲这一节，所以我现在就先跳过去。
But he says to them, I want you to hold on to the truth that was delivered to the saints.
他说我想要你们紧紧的持守从前一次交付圣徒的真道。
Truth that was delivered once for all. It's always true.
这就是一次交付圣徒的真道，这种真道永远是对的。
One of the things that we often hear among false teachers today.
今天呢，我们所经常听到的假教师的教导就是
Well, that was true back then.
说哦，那个在那个时代那个是真的。
But we live in a different time.
但是我们现在活在不同的时代。
Last week, someone sent me an article from the New York Times.
上个星期有人送给我一篇纽约时报的报道。
About a very popular mega church.
是讲到一个很受欢迎一个很大的一个就是那个我们知道美国有这种 mega church 就是很巨型教会的。
That has just fired its pastor because of having an affair with women in the church.
刚刚就是开除了一个牧师，因为这个牧师在跟教会里边的别的女的有这个婚外恋。
But as I read the article,
但是当我读这个文章的时候
，the signs of problems were there long before the scandal.
但是实际上这个。问题的这个警告在这个丑闻出现之前很久就存在了。
The church had VIP seating.
DIP CD. 哦，这个教会有一种那种you mean in the bank? 有这个存款。
No. VIP.
Seats. 哦，这个教会呢竟然有这种给这种重要人物预留的这个座位。
So that when a movie star or a politician came to church, they could sit in a special seat.
所以当这个什么电影明星啊，或者是政客呀，他们来教会的时候，他们就会坐在这个特别的位置上。
And someone asked the church leaders.
然后有人就会问这个教会的领袖说
James says not to give special honor to the rich and the powerful.
雅各说不要给这种有钱的或者有名的人特别的优待。
And the leader said,
然后但是这个教会的这个领袖说
That was true in the first century.
说那只是在第一世纪是这样子的。
But we have to do things differently in the modern time.
但是我们在现代的时代应该这个有不同的方式。
Jude said the truth is true for all times.
犹大说真理就是真理，所有的时期，所有的时间都是真理。
Let me just very quickly show you what Peter and Jude together tell us about false teaching.
让我很快的讲看彼得后书跟犹大所教导我们的关于这个假的教训的这个部分。
Four things that are important for you to understand.
有四件事情很重要。
Number one.
第一点。
And I'm sorry, I don't have this on a slide anywhere.
这个幻灯片里没有。
Number one.
第一点。
False teachers spread their teaching secretly.
假教师他们是在秘密的在传讲他们的教训。
If you want to...Look this up or write it down. It is 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1.
这在彼得后书的第二章第一节。
I did not put a PowerPoint because late last night I was reading this lesson again and realized I wanted to add this.
然后我昨天晚上才想起来应该把这个幻灯片给加上。
So I have no PowerPoint, I just have some notes on a piece of paper.
所以我只有在我的笔记。Maybe you can give it to me later on, I can add on.
Yeah. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1.
第二章，彼得后书第二章第一节。
False teachers will secretly bring in destructive heresies.
他说这些在你们中间有假师傅私自引进陷害人的异端。
The reason I think this is so important.
我这个觉得这个之所以这么重要。
I am hearing many Christians.
我听到很多基督徒。
Who tell me I go to a good church.
说我去一个好的教会。
They may go to Palm Beach Chinese Church.
他们可能是来我们教会。
They may go to Hope Sound.
他们也许来我们 Hope Sound 这边的教会。
They go to good churches.
他们去一个好的教会。
But then they say,
然后他们说,
But I am learning my doctrine from, and they tell me someone that they listen to online.
然后他说，但是我的这个，我知道我的教训呢，我的这个教导是从，他就说他在网上听谁谁谁的教导。
Now that by itself is not wrong.
就是单单他自己是没有错的。
There are many very good online teaching.
在网上是有很多很好的一些教导。
But some of them
但是其中有些，有些是假教师。
And here's the problem.
问题是
No teacher ever says, today I am going to teach you false doctrine.
没有一个人会说我今天要教导你的是假的教训。
If they said that, it would be easy.
如果他们这样说的话，那就很容易了。
Peter says they secretly bring in destructive heresy.
他彼得说他们偷偷的引进使人灭亡的这个使人沉沦的异端邪说。
Last night, I rewrote much of this lesson.
昨天晚上我要重新来写我的这个讲章，这笔记。
As I listened to someone, read a message from someone.
然后当我去听到了一些人所讲的一些什么人的信息的时候。
Who told about listening to a teacher who teaches very false ideas.
就是这个人他常常去听那个一个老一个一个一个讲员他讲就是讲的其实是一个很充满这个假的教训的一个信息。
But this dear Christian lady was fooled.
但是这个亲爱的这个基督徒姐妹她被愚弄了。
Because he sounded very good.
因为这个讲员呢这个假教师讲员的信息呢听起来非常的好。
She said to him, she asked him, do you believe the Bible is inspired?
然后这个姐妹就问那个人，就给那个人写说，你相信圣经是被神所默示的吗？
He said, oh yes.
然后那个讲员说，当然。
Do you believe in hell?
他说，那你相信地狱吗？
Oh yes.
哦，是的。
But then as she got further and further into his teaching,
但是当这个姐妹越来越听进到这个人的教训里的时候，这个讲信息的时候。
When he said, I believe the Bible is inspired, all he meant was, I think it has good things in it.
他虽然那个讲员他说我相信圣经是神所默示的，其实他的意思就是说这个圣经里有好东西。
But he did not believe it was the word of God.
但是他并不相信说这就是神的话语。
When he said, I believe in hell,
当他说我相信有地狱的时候，这个讲员。
Later he explained.
接着他后边解释说。
Hell is just the trouble we bring on ourselves when we do bad things.
他说地狱不过是当我们做错事做不好的事情的时候带给我们自己的麻烦。
There is no eternal punishment.
没有这个永恒的审判，永恒的这个惩罚。
His words sounded good.
他的话语听起来挺好的。
But he was bringing in destructive teaching secretly.
但是他是偷偷的暗地里引进了使人灭亡的异端。
I only have 6 minutes, so I must hurry.
我只有6分钟，所以我要抓紧了。
They do it secretly.
他们是偷偷的暗地里做的。
Number two.
第二点。
And this is even more dangerous.
更危险的是,
they base it on scripture.
他们把他们的理论还建立在经文之上。
Look at 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 16.
再看彼得后书三章十六节。
Paul has written some things that are difficult to understand.
保罗所写的一些信呢，是他们不是很很明，不是很容易理解的。
Which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do the other scriptures.
这些呢，没有知识不坚定的人就曲解了一些难懂的地方。
They quote the Bible.
他们也引用圣经。
And you say, ah, that's the Bible. It must be right.
然后你就会说，哦，他们在引用圣经，那肯定是对的。
Please remember.
要请你了解。
I'm sorry, I saw him, I'm shaking my finger. I'm preaching instead of teaching to you.
我现在在讲道，在，而不是在教导了。
Please remember.
请大家记着。
At Jesus' temptation.
在耶稣受试探的时候。
Satan himself quoted the Bible.
撒旦他自己也引用了圣经。
These people quote scripture.
这些人呢，这些假教师，他们也会引用圣经。
But they twist it.
但是他们扭曲了，就是强解了这个圣经。
I have said to you before.
我也对你们以前说过。
It doesn't matter if I say it.
不管，不是重要的，不是说是我说的。
If Pastor She says it.
或者许牧师说的。
Or now Pastor Zhao.
或者周牧师说的。
You must check it with scripture.
你必须要跟你的圣经来去查考你的圣经。
God's word is the final authority.
神的话语是最终的权威。
And it is entirely possible to twist his word to mean something it doesn't say.
非常可能就是你会强解或者曲解他的话语，然后让他来说出来完全这个圣经没有要说的意思。
Be students of God's word.
所以要成为神的话语的学生。
The third thing about false teaching.
第三个假教师的特征就是。
They do it secretly.
第一个是他们偷偷的暗自的来做，偷偷的做。
They base it on scripture.
第二个是他们基于经文，圣经。
And then in this same verse.
然后在第同一节经文，三章十六节里。
It has eternal consequences.
这个有一个永恒的这种一个后果。
Because it says they twist to their own destruction.
他说他们强解经书，自取沉沦，导致了自己的灭亡。
False teaching leads us away from God's grace in our life.
假的教训把我们从神的恩典中真的是带离出来，让我们走偏。
Why do they do it?
他们为什么这样做呢?
Jude tells us the reason.
犹大告诉我们这个原因。
Jude chapter 1 verse 4.
第一章，犹大书只有一章，第四节。
They pervert the grace of God into sensuality.
他们把我们神的恩典变为这个放纵情欲的机会。
Verse 8, they defile their flesh and reject authority.
他们就是放纵污秽身体轻慢主治的拒绝有主权的。
The reason they teach false teaching.
他们之所以就是教导这个假的教训的原因就是
is to defend the sinful life they want to live.
是为了要护卫，就是要为他们所过的这个有罪的生活来辩解。
You see, if there is sin in my life,
如果在我的生命中，生活中有罪的话，
and I don't want to give it up,
但是而且我不想放弃这个罪，
I will find and twist scripture to give me an excuse.
我会找到经文，并且强解这个，曲解这个经文，来给我一个解释。
Here is what Peter and Jude tell us.
所以这是犹大跟彼得告诉我们的。
We will either match our life to scripture.
或者是让我们的生命跟这个圣经相称。
Or we will twist scripture to match our life.
或者我们会强解曲解圣经来跟我们自己的生活相称。
either this will control our life,
或者是这个圣经来掌管我们的生活，
or our life will control this,
或者我们的生活来掌管圣经。
Do you understand why that is a bigger danger than persecution?
你能了解这个为什么这个假的教训是比这个逼迫更大的危险吗？
Because it is so easy.
因为太容易做犯这样的教这样的错误了。
To allow false teaching to slip in to our understanding.
让这个假的教训真的是就是偷偷的溜进到我们当中。
Peter was much more concerned about that than he was about persecution.
所以彼得对于这个假的教训更在意，比对逼迫更在意。
Persecution could destroy the body.
这个逼迫呢，顶多也就是毁坏我们的身体。
False teaching would destroy the soul.
但是这个假的教训却会毁坏我们的灵魂。
And so as Christians,
所以作为基督徒,
we must make God's word our authority.
所以我作为基督徒, 我们必须让神的话语成为我们的权柄。
We must check every teaching by God's word.
我们必须要靠着圣经来查考所有的教导。
And allow that to guide our life.
让神的话语来引导我们的生活。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, help us to be faithful to you.
亲爱的主，求你帮助我们能够对你忠心。
That opposition and persecution will not cause us to fail.
就是抵挡和这个逼迫不会让我们失脚。
And that false teaching will not lead us astray.
不会让不要让这个假的教训把我们带偏。
But keep us true to you.
帮助我们对你真的是守，对你真实。
That your word will be the final authority in our life.
让你的话语成为我们生命中最终的权柄。
That nothing else.
没有任何别的。
Will lead us astray.
不会把我们带偏。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, thank you very much.
Can I ask a question? Do you have a minute?
Yes.
Yeah. You mentioned about Peter, 1 Peter, to submit to all the Institute of Man. But sometimes, you know, in some countries, they legalize abortion or forced abortion. That's against, you know, not all of them. I just, right. You know, and sometimes they will use this event. It's not like a.The final law, and a lot of Christians are all should submit, but it's a Christ elect. So
Peter gives us two principles.
Let me translate the question first in Chinese. 就是我问的一个问题，就是说，在比如说，他说要顺服人的一切制度，那我就说到有些地方这个人的制度是跟神的话语相违背的，比如像堕胎或者是有些事情。那麦牧师说，彼得给了我们两个原则。
The first principle is to submit to government.
第一个是顺服人的一切制度。
The second principle, though, and I'm glad you asked it, because that's important.
我很高兴就是这个问题，因为这个很重要。第二个原则是。
The second principle.
第二个原则是。
Is that if government opposes God, I must obey God rather than man.
如果人的这个政府是跟神抵挡神或者人的神的制度的，那我要顺服神而不是顺服人。
And,
同时
，I must be willing to suffer for my disobedience.
我必须要预备好为了我的不顺服来受苦。
Now, I think there are two mistakes we make.
我们会犯两种错误。
I will call one the American mistake.
第一种是美国式的错误。
And I'll call the other another country mistake. I'm not going to put a country.
Oh, yeah. 第二个我说是别的国家的错误。
The second mistake.
第二个错误。
Now, let me do the first one. The American.
那我先做讲这个美国式的错误。
Is to say, I'm a Christian.
说我是基督徒。
I don't have to obey the government.
我不需要来顺服这个政府。
I am free.
我是自由的。
And here is the problem.
这个问题在于。
When we build a reputation of being disrespectful to authority,
当我们就是有一个名声，就是我们对于权柄是不尊重的话，
then even if it is true persecution,
就算是真实的这个逼迫，
our reputation as a church is already ruined.
我们作为教会的名声已经毁坏了。
Let me move this to Palm Beach Chinese Church.
比如说把这个联系到就是换到我们教会。
It is possible.
那是可能的。
That someday.
有一天。
We might have to say.
我们有一天必须要说。
The elders might have to say.
这个长老们可能必须要说。
We must obey God.
我们必须要顺服神。
And that means we cannot obey a government rule.
我们就没有办法就是说顺服一个政府的一个决定一个规则。
But, and this is so important.
但是这个是非常的重要。
We need to be able to stand in front of that county commission.
我们必须要有这个站在这个县里边的这个官员面前。
And say this is the first time we have ever broken a law.
这是我们第一次曾经只有这第一次来这个不遵守这个法律。
Every law that did not contradict God, we obeyed.
任何跟神的话语跟神不相违背的法律我们都遵行了。
Even if we didn't like the law,
就算我们不喜欢那样的法律
we obeyed it.
我们也顺服了。
The only law we refuse to obey is if it contradicts God's law.
这唯一的我们就是说不顺服的法律是因为它和神的话语相违背。
But many Christians in America say, if I don't like the law, I won't keep it.
但是在美国很多的基督徒他的这个会说我因为我不喜欢这个法律所以我就不遵行它。
And Peter says, that's not biblical principle.
然后彼得说这个不是符合圣经的原则。
That is rebellion.
那个是悖逆。
And that's sin.
那就是罪。
Now, the other problem that Sister Lay is pointing to.
另外一个所讲的这个问题就是。
And I will call this another country problem.
我说在别的地方的一个问题。
Is to say.
别的。就是说。
The law contradicts the Bible.
这个法律呢是跟圣经相违背的。
But I have to keep the law.
但是我必须要遵守法律。
No.
不是的。
The early disciple says, if the law contradicts God's word, I must obey God, not man.
早初期的使徒们就是这些门徒就说如果这个法律是跟神相违背的我必须要顺服神而不是人。
But Paul says, Peter says, when you do that,
但是彼得说你那样做的时候
be ready to suffer.
你要准备好去受苦。
But you are suffering for the cause of Christ.
但是你是为了主的缘故受苦的。
So to me, the thing is, make sure we are suffering for the right reason.
就是对我来讲，重要的是你要确定你是为了正确的缘故受苦的。
If we suffer, it must be because we are obeying God.
我们如果受苦是一定是要因为我们为了主的缘故。
There are laws I don't like.
有那个我不喜欢的法律。
I think the government charges too much taxes.
我觉得政府收了太多的税。
I don't want to pay as much tax as they charge.
我不想说付他们所要的那个税，那么高的税。
But as a Christian,
但是作为基督徒
I cannot say,
我不能说
So I'm going to hide some of my income.
我把我的一些收入给藏起来
And I am going to lie to the government.
我对政府撒谎。
Because I don't think that's how much they should charge.
因为我不觉得那是他们应该收的税，收那么多的税。
That is not a Christian standing for truth.
那个不是基督徒面如何为真理而站立。
Even though I don't like that law, I must obey it.
虽然我不喜欢那条法律，但是我还是要顺服。
The law I must disobey.
我必须要不遵行的法律就是。
Is if the government tells me to do something that the Bible tells me I must not do.
就是政府告诉我要去做的事情，圣经已经明显的告诉我说不可以去做。
And then I must be willing to suffer for.
然后我就要准备好要为我所信的这个要受苦。
Unfortunately,
不幸的是。
Very often we disobey on things that are not biblical principle.
通常我们是说不，我们在那个不是符合圣经的原则上，我们不顺服。
And then we have no witness if it comes to true biblical principle.
所以到了真正的面对这个圣经的这个原则的时候，我们也没有这个见证。
If I am a government official,
如果我是政府官员。
And I know that you cheat on your taxes.
如果我知道说你在那个报税上不诚实。
And you break the building codes.
然后你也不符合这个建筑的法规。
And then you come to me and you say, I am standing on biblical principle.
然后你到我跟前说我是站立在这个符合圣经的真理上的。
I will laugh at you.
那我就会对你嘲笑你。
I'll say, you have no biblical principle.
我说你没有这个符合圣经的原则。
I read your book and it says don't lie.
然后我读你的书，你的圣经说不可以撒谎。
And you lied.
但是你撒谎了。
Make sure we keep the law that we are allowed to keep.
要确定我们遵守了我们被可以遵守的法律。
So that.
所以。
If a time of true persecution comes,
如果真正的逼迫到来的时候,
it is a testimony.
我们就是我们的这个是见证,
of our faithfulness to Christ.
是我们对耶稣基督那个忠心的见证。
All right, I'll see you next week.
So, 所以好，谢谢大家，下星期见。